Bilateral trade between China and New Zealand has increased nearly threefold compared with 2008, when the two countries first reached a free trade agreement. Former Chinese ambassador to New Zealand Chen Mingming has described Premier Li Keqiang's visit to New Zealand as of primary importance to keeping up the trade momentum on the two sides. As a diplomat who was involved in launching of the FTA, he says the agreement has benefited both countries.
The enactment of this FTA has shown that it has benefited both China and New Zealand in a number of ways. It's definitely a big plus for the growth of our relations. And I expect that the Premier Li Keqiang's visit to New Zealand will further upgrade the FTA between China and New Zealand as is planned. And this will definitely open more business opportunities for mutual exports between China and New Zealand.
The first round of negotiations on the upgrading of FTA will be held in the first half of this year. Chen Mingming says the dairy export quota is likely to be lifted, which could be a boost to the New Zealand economy.
Upgrading of the FTA will focus on a very important area, namely raising the quotas of New Zealand export of dairy products to China, which means that New Zealand can export more dairy products to China at zero tariff rate. And that is very important for New Zealand, whose economy is based primarily on exports of dairy products and other similar products.
New Zealand dairy products make up about 40% of China's imported infant milk dairy market. Whole milk powder, for example, is now imported almost solely from New Zealand. Besides dairy, prior to Li Keqiang's departure from Beijing, China's Vice Foreign Minister Zheng Zeguang made it clear that the upgrading of the FTA will cover more areas.
Upgrading the FTA is a new opportunity for the two sides to expand trade and investment so as to enhance the bilateral cooperation. The two sides are also expecting to upgrade their strategic cooperation in such areas as infrastructure, agriculture and husbandry, technological innovation, education, culture, tourism and civil aviation.
Zheng also said the upgrading will bring more openness to the markets and richer consensus on e-commerce. Besides trade cooperation, people-to-people exchanges and tourism cooperation will also be promoted during Li's visit. For CRI, I'm Mi Ray.